Welcome to this Newtown Creek tour. Please follow along with the provided map. Newtown Creek is part of the Hudson Estuary, flowing west for a recently expanded 4.5 miles between Queens and Brooklyn before emptying into the East River. The creek is comprised of small branches known as Dutch Kills, Whale Creek, the East Branch, Masspath Creek, and English Kills. Its natural depth was 12 feet and over time slowly rose and grew to 60 feet at its deepest, finally rising an additional 5 feet to take us to its present state. We are beginning our Newtown Creek walk on Commercial Street at the tip of Greenpoint, named for its once many industrial buildings and later large expanse of commuter parking areas when cars and trucks were allowed in this area. In the early days, hills covered with trees could be seen across its banks in Queens. In the swamps below, the stream flowed quietly between wooded elevations and further along down lowlands until it mingled its waters with the salt of the East River. The lots on the north side of Commercial are much smaller than they were around the beginning of the 21st century, with the creek's natural rise and expansion. Working with the city, developers strung these lots together to become a lengthy park and cycling path. Here, we can still see the remnants of an old pier. Newtown Creek was first used to transport agricultural produce to market, but as the area's economy changed, its purpose changed. By the end of the 19th century, its banks contained kerosene treatment plants, varnish manufacturers, glue manufacturers, fertilizer companies, and copper refineries. On the corner of Commercial Street and Manhattan Avenue, we can read a series of plaques that explain the area's history as it relates to the creek. The legacy of this history is a 17 million gallon underground oil spill caused by Standard Oil's companies, 7 million gallons more than the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989, copper contamination of Phillips Dodge and creek beds coated with old tires and car frames. Nearly the entire creek had the sheen and smell of petroleum, with the bed and banks slicked black. In 2009, there remained about 10 feet of toxic muck covering the once rocky bottom of the creek. In 2012, the Greenpoint Manufacturing and Design Center, the Riverkeeper Environmental Group, and the Newtown Creek Alliance made use of an award of $625,454 for redevelopment analysis of the creek and its surrounding contaminated area. From this point, we can look across the water in Queens at seas of glass reflected in the water near Hunter's Point. This development was part of the Olympic Village, built before 2012. After the celebrations, the facilities became housing accommodations for over 18,000 New Yorkers, while acting as a model for amusement park living. There, housing is in the form of ribbons, based in long, low-rise buildings that follow the contour of the shoreline and offer views of the Manhattan skyline. Paved walkways were designed as extensions of the midtown streets, with cycle lanes and hybrid bus lines that wind the streets and connect subways to ferries. A tidal garden and wetland estuary acts as nodes for gathering and collecting surface and storm water runoff from rooftops and cemented areas. These areas act as filters that remove toxins and chemicals before water is released into the creek and river. Manhattan Avenue, formerly connected with Vernon Boulevard in Long Island City via a swing bridge. To our right, the Pulaski Bridge, a bascule bridge connecting McGinnis Boulevard and 11th Street in Long Island City, was completed in 1954. Head to the base of the Pulaski Bridge and look west. An impressive view of Midtown Manhattan can be obtained just east of the Pulaski Bridge. The sheer size of the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building are still in prominence from this angle. Renzo Piano's redesigned UN building is a beacon across the water. The four smokestacks on the right were saved as a historic landmark and used to belong to the Pennsylvania Railroad powerhouse. Veer right onto Page Avenue. Here, low-lying buildings allow air to circulate and are on cement stilts to protect against flooding from the creek. There's an intricate system set up here to oxygenate the water in the creek. This area acts as a microclimate, so when the rain falls, it moves over a series of platforms, falling from one to the next and naturally returning oxygen to the water. Then, the water will flow through a new wetland system, filled with various plants selected for their ability to naturally filter pollutants and allow clean water to be returned to the waterways. Continue down Page Avenue and turn right onto Provost Street. In 2025, this street was lined with abandoned and dilapidated buildings that needed to be razed. An industrial free zone was declared for three short blocks and around the bank of the creek until the beginning of the Greenpoint Sewage Treatment Plant. This was done in part so extensive dredging out of the thick layer of toxic muck from the creek's bottom could be completed. Sustainable urban drainage systems, or SUDS, energy conservation systems, were put in place after the dredging was complete. To your right, the Huron complex used to consist of three different streets: Huron, India, and Java Streets. It was a small collection of social housing set within a grassy, safe area for children to play, and during the time of extreme growth in the community, was earmarked to be demolished for a superstore. The residents of these areas were relocated to two blocks of flats, loosely described at the time as an arcology. Arcology, from the word ecology and from the word architecture, means a set of architectural design principles aimed towards the design of enormous habitats of extremely high human population density. Cross over to Greenpoint Avenue and look down Jewel Street to see the giant outdoor training complex for athletes. This complex was built in 2010, just before the Olympics, and now services the nine major schools in the area. Greenpoint Avenue is one of a handful of streets, along with Jamaica and Liberty Avenues, that have the same name in Brooklyn and Queens. In the early 1970s, a 10-foot concrete wall was built around a large section of land located near the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge because of flammable fumes that were emanating from the ground. It was said at the time that if it were ever touched off, the explosion would be equivalent to a small nuclear weapon. To our left, 329 Greenpoint Avenue is the home of the Greenpoint Sewage Treatment Plant. In 2020, the Greenpoint Sewage Treatment Plant expanded and began its initiative, No Fresh Kills, an initiative that saw waste as having value and led to 70% of households sorting out their recyclable waste for a thrice-weekly curbside collection. Two-thirds of the bagged and separated waste are now recovered and sold, offsetting the cost of collection and disposal. Landfill has been reduced by one-sixth in weight and even more by volume. Recycling of paper at this plant saves 900 trees a day. To the right is another successful arcology development. This arcology contains a variety of residential and commercial facilities while minimizing individual human environmental impact. It is self-contained, economically self-sufficient, and is powered through renewable energy sources such as wind turbines, solar panels, and biogas created from sewage. Walking down Greenpoint to Kingsland Avenue, the impressive Miller Building is one of the few landmarks that remains just past the Kosciuszko on the Brooklyn side. Kingsland is home to totems of used goods, ranging 10 to 30 years old, recycled and refurbished from as far away as Taiwan. Palm Pilots, laptops, G-SIM pods, ticker tapes, big boards, satellite radio sets, eyeglass frames at Lens Crafters to the digital cameras still in a box. The bus station on the corner of Grandparents Avenue and Greenpoint Avenue links Brooklyn to Queens and links a 150-mile network of cycle paths. Here, car traffic has declined by 30% since 2011, even as the population has doubled. The bus system is publicly controlled. The buses run by private companies and entirely self-financing. The money that is paid back to the private bus companies is based on the miles of route that they cover, not on the number of passengers that they carry, which encourages them to provide comprehensive coverage. When the bus routes were planned, land zoning alongside the creek also took place, placing higher density near major interchanges and making use of the expanded waterways. The city bought up tracts of land being sold through oil company mergers. The city was able to integrate affordable housing, creating mixed communities, and not regulate affordable housing to social ghettos. Hybrid yellow interhospital bus routes were added here in 2017, alongside an express bus route that connected the G Line, L Line, and Queensboro Plaza, and alongside a tourism line that runs the extended 5-mile length of the Newtown Creek. The statistics are staggering. The express bus lanes carry 20,000 passengers per hour. It carries 3/4 of all commuters in the area. The J.J. Byrne Memorial Bridge, also known as the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge, was opened in 1929 and was completely overhauled in 1987 and is raised 21 feet above the water at high tide. It is the fifth bridge that has carried Greenpoint Avenue over Newtown Creek. It is also a bascule drawbridge. Here you can see the old Citicorp Tower that was transformed into a Sky Farm in 2015, but still bears the historic label. In the distance, we can see the auto-only Kosciuszko Bridge. It was built in 1939 to replace the Penny Bridge, formerly connected Meeker Avenue in Brooklyn with Laurel Hill Boulevard in Queens. Later, a Penny Bridge replacement was built right underneath the Kosciuszko Bridge at 75 feet above water level. This bridge services pedestrians, bikers, and the tram, and was built in 2011 before the Olympics. This bridge has become a popular landing for bird watching in the creek. Herons, egrets, laughing gulls, and an array of ducks have nested nearby. 95 feet above the water level at high tide, the Kosciuszko Bridge is a fairly large span as it carries the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, I-278, not only over Newtown Creek, but over much of the surrounding wetlands and revitalized industrial area as well. Thank you, and we hope you've enjoyed this brief tour of the Newtown Creek and its surrounding streets.